A Harvard study once revealed something startling. 85% of job success comes from attitude, while only 15% stems from intelligence and specific knowledge. Yet nearly all our education focuses on that smaller 15%. Think about that for a moment. We spend years mastering skills and accumulating facts, but almost no time learning the one thing that determines whether we'll actually use them effectively. What's inside us ultimately determines how far we go. William James discovered that humans can fundamentally alter their lives by changing their attitudes, but this isn't about plastering on fake smiles or repeating empty affirmations. It's about developing a mindset that seeks solutions rather than dwelling on problems. Building this foundation requires awareness, desire, and disciplined practice. Winners see possibilities in difficulties. Losers find difficulties in every possibility. Winners admit mistakes. Losers blame others. The transformation begins by changing focus to look for the positive, becoming gold diggers who actively seek out what's valuable in people and situations rather than what's wrong. Earl Nightingale defined success as the progressive realization of a worthy goal, a journey rather than a destination. This reframes everything. Success isn't something you arrive at and retire from. It's an ongoing process of moving toward what matters to you. True success requires three components. It's progressive, continuously unfolding, realized, felt internally, not externally validated, and aligned with worthy goals that reflect your values. Common obstacles include ego, low self-esteem, lack of planning, fear of failure, procrastination, and trying to please everyone. As Bill Cosby noted, the key to failure is trying to please everybody. The winning edge comes from striving for excellence, not perfection. Like a racehorse that wins by a nose, yet receives 10 times the reward, you don't need dramatic superiority, just marginal improvements across multiple areas. Life's struggles shape us. A butterfly must fight to emerge from its cocoon to develop strong wings. Our challenges strengthen us similarly. When we shield others from necessary struggles, we may inadvertently weaken them. Behind every success story lie countless failures. Great achievers simply failed forward, learning and advancing with each setback. Success requires specific qualities working synergistically. Desire fuels achievement. Weak desire produces weak results, while intense desire ignites all accomplishment. Commitment built on integrity forms success's backbone. But there's a crucial difference between playing to win versus playing not to lose. Winners operate with enthusiasm, conditioning themselves for victory. Those playing not to lose operate from fear and weakness. Responsibility means accepting accountability for outcomes. People with character make decisions, determine their destiny, and take calculated risks despite discomfort. Hard work remains irreplaceable. Mark Spitz's 7 gold medals required 10,000 training hours, nearly 8 hours daily for 4 years. Most want to win, but few pay the preparation price. Character combines integrity, respect, and responsibility from which positive behaviors flow. True character shows in being humble without subservience, maintaining self-discipline, and never building yourself by destroying others. Persistence, the bounce-back ability, might be success's single most important quality. As Calvin Coolidge noted, talent, genius, and education alone won't bring success. Persistence is omnipotent. Those who give more than they're paid for make themselves valuable, gain confidence, earn trust and respect, and generate cooperation. Emotional breaks, fear, procrastination, lack of pride prevent us from achieving excellence. Unwillingness to take calculated risks keeps many from seizing opportunities. While gambling blindly is foolish, risk-taking based on knowledge gives you confidence to act despite fear. People who risk nothing become nothing. Lack of persistence causes many to quit when victory might be near. Winners are struck, but not destroyed. Failing is an event, not an identity. Our age of instant gratification has people seeking shortcuts, but there are no one-minute solutions to happiness. Greed is like salt water. The more you drink, the thirstier you get. It's a cancer of the soul, destroying relationships, stemming from low self-esteem, and manifesting as false pride. People without conviction take the middle road and get run over. They lack courage, conforming to get accepted, even when they know the group is wrong. Fear, real or imaginary, paralyzes and creates insecurity. Remember, fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Fear of failure is often worse than failure itself. Without self-discipline, we pay the price of regret. Like steam that only moves engines when confined, power comes from focus and consistency. Self-esteem shapes our productivity, relationships, and worldview. Like a pumpkin in a glass jar that grows only to the jar's size while others reach full potential, we cannot perform beyond our self-concept's boundaries. High self-esteem brings confidence without arrogance, responsibility, optimism, and motivation. Low self-esteem manifests as egoism, defensiveness, arrogance, excuse-making, and judging others by possessions rather than character. Self-esteem forms from birth through our feelings and others' reinforcement. Negative self-talk, "I have a poor memory," "I'm not good at math," becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. Upbringing profoundly impacts self-esteem. For children to thrive, parents should spend twice the time and half the money. Unfair comparisons damage self-esteem by creating feelings of inferiority. Comparing siblings' career choices is unfair. Comparing effort levels is fair. People with high self-esteem compete against themselves, measuring performance against their own capabilities rather than others' accomplishments. Success breeds success, while failure breeds failure. Rebuild confidence through progressive victories. Our task isn't to fix blame for the past, but to fix the course for the future. Gandhi identified 7 deadly sins: wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, religion without sacrifice, and politics without principle. Test your values with 3 questions. Would your mother be proud? Would you want your children to see this? Would you be proud if your actions became tomorrow's headline? Money isn't the payoff for every kind of work. Parents raise children without expecting paychecks. Our goal should be both having money and being rich in values. When our values aren't clear, getting what we want can become the greater tragedy. King Midas's wish for the golden touch seemed wonderful until he couldn't eat, drink, or embrace his daughter without turning them to gold. Alfred Nobel's accidental reading of his own obituary describing him as the merchant of death transformed his legacy, eventually establishing the Nobel Prizes. This challenges us. How will we be remembered? Will we leave the world better than we found it? A purposeless life is a living death. Purpose brings passion, which should be pursued with perseverance. Winners prioritize values over victories. The real test of character is what someone would do even if they knew they wouldn't get caught. People fail to achieve excellence primarily due to lack of vision. Winners don't do different things, they do things differently.